Alaskans aren't too surprised when the weather is cold in January. But National Weather Service Climate Science Manager for Alaska, Rick Toman, says we're going to see some extreme cold move in over much of Alaska, potentially 60 below over the western half of the state. But how far will temps drop? Toman says it's complicated.
While the air mass is going to be cold over nearly all of mainland Alaska, there is going to be the pesky problem of clouds. In areas that are cloudy, it will not be anywhere near as cold as places that are persistently clear. Now, with the cold air mass, that might just wind up meaning in, say, the eastern interior, instead of being 60 below, it may just be 35 below and snowing. It is, in fact, not true that it gets too cold to snow. It can snow even at 40 below. That happens on occasion in interior Alaska, and this could be one of those situations.
It's not exactly warm out there now, but when will the severe cold really hit?
It looks like it's really going to be not until this weekend that much of the state winds up in the deep freeze. Before that, we do have a couple of storms that will sling some clouds and snow across parts of the state. But the heart of this is really going to be over the weekend and then into early next week.
Rick, Alaskans, of course, are used to extreme cold for the most part. But is this cold snap different? Is it likely to get the attention of even sourdoughs?
That's a good question. It's been a while since we've had any real deep cold. We don't have to go back very far to find prolonged cold. January 2012 was actually a very cold month across the state. What we didn't see in that month, though, was any of the super low temperatures, say the 70 below type temperatures. But certainly there was a very sustained cold just 5 years ago. Well, will this meet the sourdough criteria? That's a tough call. My sense is that we might not quite get there. There may wind up being too much clouds around for really the kind of the pre-1980 era cold.
Is it unlikely then that we would break any sort of records?
Record lows over most places in Alaska that have 70 or more years of records in mid-January are very, very low. I wouldn't want to say that no place would set a daily record, but it's going to. At this point, I would be somewhat surprised if we saw too many records. Back in the day, it used to get really, really cold.
How cold did it get, Rick?
Well, it got so cold. Can you imagine 38 below at Merrill Field in Anchorage? That did happen February 3rd, 1947. Downtown Fairbanks in January 1934, 66 below. The state record low, 80 below Prospect Creek in January 1971. So temperatures back in the day certainly were able to drop down there. Some places might be able to set one or two daily records, but I'd be somewhat surprised if we saw too many records fall. They're just so low.
Rick Toman is the Alaska Climate Science Manager for National Weather Service. He says it's difficult to predict how long the frigid temps will last, but 5 to 7 days are likely. He added the southeast panhandle will probably escape the extreme cold, but could see snow down to sea level.